A WRAL weather alert day has been issued ahead of a mess of a weekend. The newest timing for when the rain starts and where the biggest impact will be.
Plus, we're tracking the busy holiday traffic in real time in the WRAL Live Center.
And more bears seen in backyards in Wake County. How to keep them and your family safe if you cross paths.
Taking a look at the radar right now and all that green pushing in along the coast tonight. We are tracking a washout tomorrow, bringing the risk of flooding for your holiday weekend. Thank you for joining us. I'm Ashley Rowe.
And I'm Dan Haggerty. It is already dicey at this point at Wrightsville Beach. We got a live look at the Oceanic Pier. A surfboarder out there. You better be careful. The waves are rough because we're also expecting some high winds from the Triangle to the coast. And as we track this system, we're monitoring the traffic across our area. You know that's busy over a holiday. From the WRAL Live Center. But we want to begin with this weather. Meteorologist Kat Campbell in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Kat.
Tomorrow, just stay inside. It is going to be a wet day, a windy day with gusts to 35 miles per hour. And it's pretty chilly. It's going to be feeling more like early March as opposed to late May. Here's where the rain is right now. It's already arrived at the coast. We'll see it spreading inland overnight. You still have hours to go before the rain gets here. And the rain slowing down a little bit. It may not arrive in the Triangle until late tomorrow morning in our northern counties closer to lunchtime into the early afternoon. But south of the Triangle, you're going to wake up to rain, and it could be heavy already at the coast in the morning. The heavier rain arrives here lunchtime into the afternoon and evening. And once it starts raining where you live, it's going to rain throughout most of the day and even late tomorrow night. But the heavier rain bands should push north of us by early Sunday morning. Brand new high resolution model data today showing a little bit less rain on Sunday. There's going to be some breaks in the rain. It's not going to be as heavy, but when it's not raining, it's not necessarily going to be beautiful outside. 70 degrees the high, still mostly cloudy with some of those on and off lighter rain showers. Luckily, Monday doesn't feature quite as much rain. But tomorrow, with all the heavy rain, we could see some localized flooding. That risk medium from the Triangle south and toward the coast, it is a high risk for flooding, where there could be over 4 inches of rain in some areas. We'll talk more about which areas could see those 4+ inch totals at the coast coming up in just a few minutes.
Thanks, Kat. And make sure you have the WRAL weather app so you can track conditions this holiday weekend, no matter where you are. It's free wherever you get your apps.
I'm Mark Boyle in the Live Center. You know, tomorrow is not really a busy travel day. It's today. So thankfully, we're not dealing with a lot of rain out there on the roads. A live look right now for you. I-40 and Airport Boulevard moving along just fine in both directions. Here's the traffic maps right now at 7:02 to give you an idea of what it's like out there. Just a few areas where we're seeing some slowdowns. This crash just popping up westbound lanes of I-40 near Chapel Hill. Talking about the airports, it is, again, one of the busiest evenings right now as we're heading into the evening bank. Number of delays holding at 58. We have not seen that number change in the past 30 minutes. Cancellations at zero. This is one area that we are watching, though, off to the west. Denver, a big connection spot for United Airlines flyers. That's where we're seeing a lot of the rain right now, and that's the slowdowns. As for Charlotte and Atlanta, Delta and American hubs, no major issues right there, so we'll certainly keep an eye on things. But if you're flying right now, no major hiccups as we head into this very long weekend. Back to you.
We'll keep checking in with you. Thanks, Mark. The Wake County Sheriff's Office is mourning the loss of one of their own, a canine deputy, Santos. Police say, of all things, it was a Knightdale police officer who accidentally shot and killed the dog. He was shot near the Carrington Woods subdivision by a Knightdale officer. The Knightdale police chief telling us officers pulled over Ravon Williams for expired registration and no insurance, and he ran from the scene. Canine Santos and his handler went to the scene to try to track Williams. A Knightdale officer's gun went off once they found Williams and were getting him into custody.
This is a day that none of us look forward to.
The loss of a police canine in many ways is just as impactful as the loss of a human being.
The officer has been in law enforcement for 18 months and is currently on leave while the department investigates internally. The Knightdale chief says it's not uncommon for officers to draw their weapon during a search where a canine is involved. As far as the traffic stop, the incident reports released by the Knightdale Police Department lay out several charges against Williams, including resisting a public officer.
People continue pushing back against North Carolina's new abortion law. A demonstration protesting it kicks off in less than 30 minutes in Nash Square. That's where we find WRAL's Shelley Jackson live. Shelley, are you starting to see a lot of people gather?
Well, hi, Ashley. We are. We're out here live in Nash Square, where about a dozen or so people have already showed up. That rally starts at 7:30 tonight, and they are out here to protest North Carolina's new abortion ban. It's been almost 2 weeks since North Carolina's lawmakers overturned Governor Cooper's veto of that new 12-week ban. That ban goes into effect July 1st. The new law bans most abortions after 12 weeks. There are some exceptions like fatal fetal abnormalities and to save the life of the mother. And even though 88% of abortions in the state are at or before 12 weeks, there are new regulations and restrictions that critics say are designed to make it just harder for a woman to get an abortion. Women have had to have an in-person visit 72 hours before the procedure. There are new regulations for clinics, and many existing clinics in North Carolina don't meet those standards right now. And just a couple of hours ago, a South Carolina judge blocked their new rule, their new six-week ban in that state, and that law was just signed into effect yesterday. And so tonight, 7:30, the meeting or the rally starts here, and they say they will be walking to the state capitol. Ashley?
Shelley Jackson live in Raleigh. Thank you.
Growth, traffic, and all the road construction going on across Wake County is slowing down response times for emergency medical crews. The average response time increased by 1 minute 26 seconds since 2019. That's the most serious medical emergencies where seconds, of course, matter. WRL's Matt Tallhelm tells us what the county is doing to speed up those response times.
Some of that starts with the county's proposed budget for the next year. It would fund 20 new positions and 3 ambulances here at Wake EMS.
Wake County's rapid growth is slowing the response to medical emergencies.
We've seen a drastic increase in call volume over the last several years, which is a direct impact on our response times.
Wake EMS answered 85,637 calls before the pandemic in 2019. They arrived on average in 8 minutes 35 seconds. The number of calls increased to more than 91,000 last year, and response times slowed to just over 10 minutes. Add another 2 minutes on top of that for non-emergency calls.
We do have to triage calls at times.
In Cary, the number of calls increased by about 400 since 2019. It took EMS crews an extra 2 minutes to respond. This empty lot on Kildare Farm Road in Cary will become home to a new regional EMS prototype station. Another is under construction in Garner. These larger stations will service and supply ambulance crews in their communities. Right now, they lose time coming into Raleigh for that.
And so they'll be in service more and be able to respond to more emergencies. So we feel like this regional station concept is going to add a lot of efficiencies into our system.
Wake EMS expects shorter response times as it fills a staffing shortage. 100 new employees joined EMS crews last year after the county took some action to help with hiring.
In a word, pay. That pay increase has made a dramatic increase into our ability to staff ambulances.
When you look at how those staffing levels have improved, going into summer last year, Wake EMS had a shortage of about 80 workers. That's down to 30 open positions right now. Matt Tallhelm, WRAL News, Raleigh.
As far as the timing goes for those new stations, the county expects that first regional EMS station in Garner to open this fall. That's when construction is set to start on the Cary station.
More than a dozen people scrambled for safety from an apartment fire in Fayetteville. This was the scene this afternoon at the Stewart Creek Apartments on Willowbrook Drive. You can see smoke pouring from the building and flames shooting through the roof of the three-story apartment complex. It took more than 50 firefighters about an hour and a half to get control of the flames. Residents stood by helplessly watching their belongings go up in smoke. 12 units were destroyed, but firefighters stopped the flames from burning 12 more apartments. Fortunately, no one was hurt.
Bear sightings are on the rise in some Triangle neighborhoods. Here's one spotted rooting around in a barrel garbage can in Fuquay Varina. Now, experts say don't be completely alarmed by this. This is normal this time of year. WRL's Monica Casey explains why these bears are here and what you should do to keep them and yourself safe.
This Garner neighborhood isn't just home to people and pets. Residents have also reported bear sightings recently.
Nest doorbell cameras and iPhone footage show bears prowling around Garner and Fuquay Varina.
We have a lot of bears in North Carolina. The coastal population is somewhere around 12,000 animals, probably 8,000 up in the mountains. So You know, you're looking at 20,000 bears in the state of North Carolina.
NC wildlife biologist Greg Batts tells me these are young male bears that appear like clockwork around late May.
They've been kicked out by their mother because bears breed in the month of June. So what's happening is the mother is saying, you need to get away from here. Because they don't want inbreeding. They don't want breeding with the sister. Don't want breeding with the mother.
Bat says these bears are not aggressive as long as you don't feed them.
Black bears in general are animals that are easily intimidated.
You should also avoid approaching these animals and secure anything outside that could be food, including your garbage, recycling, and your grill.
Even if the food's gone, there's still grease associated with that. And so, you know, they'll come lick that grease and stuff.
And if you just can't bear it to know these animals are so close to home, Bat says they'll only be around for about a month while they find their new habitats. Monica Casey, WRAL News in Wake County.
All right. He also says, let your neighbors know. If you see a bear around, most neighborhoods are like that. We like gossip. If you see a bear, you're going to let people know. Yeah. Also, it lets people know to be very cautious not to bring food outside.
Well, still ahead, viral video shows a tanker truck hitting a school bus with dozens of children on board. What we're learning about the investigation coming up.
Plus, rain and cooler weather won't stop lifeguards from opening up public pools this weekend. Which pools are open and why a staffing turnaround is good news for the summer season.
And taking a live look at Lake Gaston, some boats on the water right now. Yeah, it looks nice tonight. Meteorologist Kat Campbell will have the full forecast. It's not going to look like this tomorrow morning.
Yeah, enjoy it while it lasts.
Terrifying moments on a South Carolina highway when a tanker truck hit a school bus, sending 17 children on board to the hospital. You got to check this out. It was caught on video by a nearby security camera in Lexington County. So you see the school bus coming to a stop sign, and then it goes, and then it drives into the intersection where the truck hits the bus. School officials say the bus was carrying middle and high school students. Oh, it's hard to watch. The bus driver and the 17 kids have been released from the hospital. That's the good news. The bus driver is on administrative leave while multiple investigations are underway. We are learning more about VinFast's decision to recall about 1,000 vehicles that were shipped to the U.S. That's a Vietnam-based company set to build a manufacturing facility in Chatham County. VinFast initiated the recall after discovering a software glitch in the vehicles. The glitch causes a blank screen in the VF8 model EVs that displays safety information. That increases, of course, the risk of a crash. WRAL learned the company has sold about 200 of the vehicles here in the U.S. That leaves about 700 vehicles to be shipped back to Vietnam to correct the software glitch.
Social media is hurting our children. That's the new warning from the U.S. Surgeon General. And it's the topic of this week's On the Record. WRAL's Lena Tillett has a preview now with what parents need to know after speaking with a packed panel of experts, a parent, and a teenager dealing with social media stress.
There is a lot of important information for parents and their children in this advisory. Here's something that made me stop in my tracks, though, while preparing for the show this week. Smartphones have only been used by the majority of Americans since 2012. This thing we hold on to nonstop, we can't part with, has only been in most of our lives now for a decade. And today, nearly 95% of teenagers use social media, according to a new Pew Research study. 95%, a third of whom said they use it almost constantly. So think about that. We've only had smartphones for a decade, and already social media use for young people is practically universal. During the same period, that decade, the number of teenagers with clinical depression more than doubled. A CDC report out this year shows 4 in 10 high school students in this country experienced persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness, and nearly a quarter seriously considered attempting suicide. A quarter. That awful statistic is even worse for teen girls. So the question now is why? How is it that a decade ago we all get smartphones, we begin using social media pervasively, and then teens' mental health begin to deteriorate? This week, the U.S. Surgeon General took the extraordinary step of issuing an advisory about social media use and youth mental health, stating clearly it is harming our kids.
I am very concerned now that social media is an important factor that is driving this youth mental health crisis. This is a real point of concern here. When nearly half of kids are telling us that social media use makes them feel worse.
Dr. Murthy's advisory then lays out steps that parents, children, tech companies, and researchers can take to make social media use safer. And you can watch our full panel discussion with a parent, a student, and two experts tomorrow on The Record at 7 o'clock or after it airs on WRAL.com.
Such an important topic. Despite the rain and the cold weather, the city of Raleigh plans to open all 8 public pools tomorrow for the unofficial start of the summer season. That includes indoor and outdoor pools. You may recall last year for Memorial Day weekend, only half of Raleigh's pools were open because of staffing shortages. But the Parks and Rec Department was able to increase staffing this year by offering higher part-time salaries and by boosting recruitment efforts. And speaking of recruitment, the city has a program to encourage even more people to consider becoming a lifeguard.
This year, on Friday nights, every Friday through the end of June at Pullen Aquatic Center from 5 until 6:30, we have the opportunity for anyone who wants to come free of charge to come try the lifeguard pre-course skills. So they can come do the things that a lifeguard has to do in order to enroll in lifeguard training and see if they have what it takes.
Weaver says he would like to have 40 more lifeguards in order to staff all facilities at full capacity with all amenities open at all times.
Well, it's not going to be the weekend at the beach that a lot of people had planned. To take a live look at Carolina Beach behind us here, a couple of drops on the lens, the wind, of course, blowing hard. It's going to be a lot of rain this weekend, Kat, but I've talked to some people who say they're still going to go to the coast. They're still going to look for things to do over this holiday weekend.
Well, just be creative about it. You can always find something if you're willing to work hard enough at it. But definitely tomorrow should be the indoor plans day. Tomorrow we'll see the most rain, the strongest winds, and the coldest temperatures. It's 100% chance for rain tomorrow. There will be some dry periods on Sunday. It's more on and off rain, still cloudy and cool. But by Memorial Day, some peaks of sunshine, a better chance of that, and rain chances down to 40%. So it's going to be more hit or miss. Tomorrow, though, the day you definitely want the indoor plans. 56 degrees at 8 a.m. Our northern counties from the Triangle North may not be seeing rain by then, so you may be able to squeeze in some early morning plans or an early morning walk. But by the afternoon, everybody likely to see the rain with temperatures topping out near 60 degrees. And if we don't get out of the 50s, it would be the coldest high temperature ever recorded, dating back to the 1800s for that day in Raleigh. Just insane to think about that. And when we look at the rain, it's already starting to spread inland. It will continue to do so tonight, and it's going to amount to a lot of rain over the next 5 days. The coast could see 4 to 6 inches closer to Cape Fear, 2 to 4 inches closer to Topsail, Beaufort, and 2 to 3 inches toward the Outer Banks. North of Raleigh, it's maybe 1 to 2 inches of rain, but from the Triangle South, we're looking at 2 to 3 inches and 2 to 4 inches in parts of the mountains. You just can't really escape it with the coastal low. Monday, though, looks the best across the state. There will still be some rain out there, but not as much, and it's not likely to last as long. High temperatures on Monday able to jump up into the upper 70s in Raleigh, 79 in Fayetteville, and we could even hit the 80-degree mark in Wilmington. So let's take a look at Futurecast through Monday. And this is a lower resolution model because we want to be able to take it all the way out to Monday for you. Tomorrow throughout the day, the rain spreads to the north and west, and it's just going to be a soaker of a day tomorrow. Sunday morning, I think we could still see the rain bands from Saturday closer to the Virginia line. But once those clear out, the bulk of the rain should be much lighter after that and more on and off in nature. Monday morning, we will wake up to a lot of clouds still, but during the afternoon, we see some clearing and then some scattered showers and thunderstorms could develop later in the day. But it certainly looks the best out of the 3 days this weekend, even though it's not the dry, sunny 85 degree day that I know a lot of folks are hoping for. We'll take what we can get after tomorrow's 60 degree windy washout. Winds could gust anywhere from 30 to 35 miles per hour tomorrow. We'll see winds die down by Monday. And as we head into next week, temperatures are going up, rain chances are going down. So if you're able to reschedule some of your plans that you were initially thinking of doing this weekend and next weekend, that's going to be your best bet.
Yeah, move those barbecues about 7 days. Mm-hmm. So we'll be all right. All right. Thanks, Kat.
Dan, have you ever been to an inflatable water park before?
Can't say I have, no.
Well, now's your chance. Our area is now home to an inflatable water park. You heard me. When you can check out Fantasy Lake Adventure Park with your family coming up.
Look at that thing. Don't forget, you'll have to wait another week for the First Fruits Farm Memorial Balloon Festival.
Organizers of the event in Lewisburg pushed back the event until June 3rd and 4th because of the rainy weather this weekend. The festival includes music, hot air balloons, and tributes to our nation's fallen servicemen and women. WRAL is a proud community partner. Garner native Scotty McCreary is among this year's class for the North Carolina Music Hall of Fame.
What an honor. Organizers announcing the news today. McCreary, of course, rose to fame after winning American Idol in 2011. I can't believe it was that long ago. But he is now one of the top country music entertainers in the world. Several other local names are being inducted as well. They'll be honored during a ceremony on October 19th at the Mooresville Performing Arts Center. Congrats to him. Families looking to beat the heat this summer will have a new unique option.
Sky 5 flew over the brand new Fantasy Lake Adventure Park in Wake Forest. It opens this weekend. Fantasy Lake has been a hidden gem for scuba divers for decades, and now the space is home to the area's first inflatable water park. The 100-acre water park has a floating cabanas, a man-made beach, a cliff jump, kayaking and paddleboarding, and an epic floating obstacle course.
Epic,
that looks really neat. The park will be open through Labor Day.
Oh, that looks nice too. You can relax while the kids tire themselves out. You know, whenever you run on like inflatables, it kind of gives. And
oh yeah,
you tire the kids out. Yeah, they'll be sleeping in the car before you even get home.
That's it for us here tonight. Thank you for making WRAL your choice for local news.
Our next newscast is at 10 o'clock on Fox 50 and 11 on WRAL. Have a great night and holiday weekend.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.